had a bad seal.
Okay, today's today's daf is daf hey. And we're up to the fourth line. May today. So what we said yesterday is that when you're being mizake acherim, you have to be magbia tefach. Even when somebody else is picking it up, he has to lift it up off the ground at least a tefach. Today the Gemara asks, Mezeh, Ketzad mishtatfim b'mavui, how does one accomplish shituf mevaot mevim, chavit shel yayin v'shel shemen, v'shel tmarim, v'shel grogrot, v'shel shar mine perot? He brings a container, whatever, perot, yayin, whatever it is, im mishalo. Now, if they're all his own, and he wants to make it for everybody else, Sarich lezakot, v'imishalahem, if it was taken from their property, Sarich lehodia, he has to let them know, find out whether they want it, because if they want it good on the Eruv, then the Eruv is, we saw before, if somebody's not going to let somebody else come and share his food, then it's not a kosher Eruv, because the whole point of an Eruv is that they're mu'uravim together. Therefore, they have to know about it. U'magbiya min akarka, and here is our question, mashal. We said yesterday, Tzarech Magbiya Tefach. No, my Mashu Nami Dekomar Tefach. Mashu, who means some little bit, but it still has to be significant. In other words, you don't need to get it away, Lovot, let's say. That should be Shloisha Tefachim, and so much you would have thought. So there's a little bit that makes some impact. The Tefach already, we saw earlier, it's in the Gabi Dekota. That a Tefach is a shear that at least makes an impact. It's like simply some movement, horizontal movement, vertical movement. It's Mashu. Shitufei mevaot. How about when it comes to shituf? Rav amar ein tzarich lezakot, v'shmuel amar tzarich lezakot. So Rav seems to be running against our Mishnah. The Mishnah says ketzan mishtatfim, and says tzarich lezakot. V'shmuel acherim says Rav, no. The case of shituf does not require zikui. Shmuel says like the Mishnah, tzarich lezakot. Eruvei techumim. How about where you're making an Erev for someone else who wants to go Michutz Tchum? So Rav says if you're making it for them, Tzarich Lezakot, V'Shmuel Amar Ein Tzarich Lezakot. Now, Shmuel seems to be consistent with two Mishnayot. First of all, our Mishnah. So Bishrei Mele Shmuel, Hochatznan. In our Mishnah it says, B'Feirush, referring to the Eruvei Chatzerot and Shitufot, it says Tzarech Lezakot. And Hachalotnan, later on we're going to see, in the beginning of the next parak, where it talks about Eruvei Techumim, so it says Beferish. The same thing, how do you make it? But it never says the word Tzarech Lezakot when you're doing it for. So apparently, the Tana holds in Tzarech Lezakot when it comes to Techumim and everything makes sense. Elol Rav. But what exactly is Rav going to do about the Mishnayot, because he's going against both Mishnayot. Now, as far as the Svora is concerned, the Gemara, when it says my time, is not talking about a Svora. Gemara wants to know what's he doing about the Mishnah. The Svora, actually, the Gemara never gets around to talking, but what we could say is, reasonably, and this is Tosis' suggestion, that when it comes to the Erev Chatzerot, the fact that the other person is in a matzav in which if the person he's giving it to is not going to be kone, then he's not going to be able to carry. So when I'm making an eruv for the other guy, I'm making it for myself. I'm making it for him. Therefore, there's no need for me to hand it over to somebody else because we have gemirut dat. The very fact that I'm ready to set it aside is absolute haknah. Normally for a kinyan, I need to go through the motions because we need to see an act of gemirut dat. Over here, the fact that I myself would be also is my gemirut dat. It's gomer dat and magne. By tchumin, over there, tzorech lezakot, why should I be gomer and magne? His tchum has nothing to do with my tchum. So that would be the very simple logic of what Rav is saying. According to Shmuel, you need to be kone in a mavui because the other guy needs to be zoche. That's the problem. Because he holds, as Tosfos, either that Eruv is Mishum Kinyan, or it's Mishum that he's actually getting now a Dira. So how does he get a Dira? By buying the Dira. So in that sense, so it's either he's buying in or he's actually been kind of dira. Okay, so then there has to be an act of kinyan on the part of the other person. How am I supposed to give it to his act of kinyan? The other guy is going to for him. It's not simply a question of gemiras das. And when it comes to the techumim, so since, okay, over there the techumim is normally done only the far mitzvah, so on and so forth, maybe that's the reason that it would be he's going to makne. That's possible. It could be because there's no kinyan at all, and there of kinyan is a simple question. Setting aside food doesn't require a din of kinyan dira. It doesn't require a kinyan of rights. So Mamela Shmuel is saying mitzvah asfara, you wouldn't need it. Our problem, the Gemara, is how to deal with the Mishnayos. So Shmuel seems to be completely consistent with both Mishnayos. Our Mishnah that says Tzarich Lezakot. The Mishnah beginning of the next paragraph doesn't mention anything about Tzarich Lezakot. Apparently, it's Mashma that ain't Tzarich Lezakot. But Rav, officially in the next Mishnah, you could say, it doesn't say. Maybe he relies on this Mishnah, the Mishnah Tzarich Lezakot. It assumes that you'll make your own logical assumption based on our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, that you do have to be Mizak. But our Mishnah, when it comes to Eruvei Tchumim, Eruvei Chatzeros, is beferish against Rav. So what is Rav going to do with this? I explained it this way in order for you to see what the problem is in the upcoming sugya. Because this is really, the way I put it to you is the way that Tosfos sees the sugya and therefore asks Kakasha and Rashi's pshat. But let's take a look how the sugya develops. So what do we do about the Mishnayos, my Taima? Tanoi, Rav holds it's a machlokas tanoim. Where do we see it's a machlokas tanoim? Dover of Yudom Rav, Maaset bechalato Rabbi Oshia, shalchala beit ha-merchatz. One time, his daughter went to a beit ha-merchatz, his daughter-in-law went to a beit ha-merchatz during Friday, and it ended up taking much longer than they thought, and they saw that it was getting dark, she wasn't going to be able to make it home before Shabbos. It was a tum problem. So what her mother-in-law did, so Irvala Hamota, her mother-in-law made an Eruv, and Rashi learns made an Eruv Tachomim for her to be able to come. Ubama said with their Rabbi Chia, so they came and asked Rabbi Chia, was it okay, what was done? And he said, no, you can't do that. So Amarlo Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, who heard Rabbi Chia say it's no good, Rabbi Chia had come from Bovel. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Chia, yeah, you know, you guys from Borough Park, what's this always? Everything is the Eruv. Eruv, Eruv, London and Borough Park. You have a chance to be Mekel, be Mekel. What do you have to search for Chumras over here? Now, so far we don't quite understand what the problem was to be able to bring Uriah to Rav. So there, Iboilu, was the problem that it was Michel Chamuta Irvala, her mother-in-law used her own things, and the problem over there was that there was no Zechia, so Mishum de lo Zichtala, the reason that Rukhiyah held it wasn't good is because who made the Kenyan? They hadn't been Mezakeh. Odila Mishallah Irva, maybe actually the mother-in-law had taken her own things. And there the problem was that it was Shalomi Da'ata. So, now, Omar Lehena, Omir Abonan, Rabbi Yaakov, Shmei, Lididimi Fashim, Menei, Rabbi Yochanan. I can tell you, I heard what the Maisa was. Rabbi Yochanan said the Maisa was that her mother-in-law had used her own food to make an Erev Tchumim for her daughter-in-law. The reason that Rabbi Chia held it was no good is Mishum de lo Zichtala. So now what that means is that there's a shita of Rabbi Chia who holds that without Zichia, an Erev Tchumim is no good. This is Rab's far. So he's not arguing on that. Mishnah, the Mishnah is Mashma. Ain't no Tzarek L'Zakot? From here we see Tzarek L'Zakot. What about our Mishnah? No, says Rashi, Rav Tan of the Poli. He doesn't hold of our Mishnah. Tosfos says, the main question is from our Mishnah, not from the other Mishnah. And so you're coming to say about our Mishnah, Rav Tan of the Poli, just forget the whole question. What kind of funny Raya is this? Therefore, says Tosfos, no Adarab. The case over here was a case of Eruv Katzeres, when she wanted to carry her things in. she wasn't able to get participates, and they wanted to make it for her that she should be able to carry around. Okay. So therefore, he holds that even though we find over here a shita, and the mishum shelo zichta, so Ram holds from Tzadas far that if the Tana is being machmir in this, he's certainly going to be machmir in Erev Tchumin. So that's his basis. That's his basis for the Erev Tchumin. Meanwhile, we see that there's two ways of learning it. It could be that Rabbi with the Gaon Lashitas, according to Rashi, because he holds that Tchumin with the Arisa. So according to him, we'd be machmir, perhaps. And that's why when they said to him, Bavlo, he called Mashle Yechol HaAka, but not when it comes to Tchumin, he held. That's the way perhaps Rashi learns. Okay, so our Tana holds that by Chatzeros you need, but the Koshken by Tchumin you need. Mashaken over here, we see Komashata Yechol HaAka, that you don't need. So Mamela Rav had a Tana in both directions. That's what does his name. Omalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov, brother Bat Yaakov. Rabbi Zeira knew Rabbi Yaakov was heading out to Eretz Yisrael, so he asked him, Kimatita Hatam, on your way into Eretz Yisrael, Aki Vezil Vesuma Datsur, take a little side road over there, up to Rosh HaNikra, and that's where Rabbi Yaakov lives, Rabbi Yaakov Haridi lives, and ask him what the Maisa was. Bar Minei, was the problem that it was Mishal Chamotai Yirvan Mishum Delo Zichtala, or was it because Mishalo Yirvan Mishalomi Daita? And he went and he asked. And he said the Maisa was Mishal Chamotai Yirvala Mishum Delo Zichtala, just as we had learned previously. Omer Reb Nachman, bottom line,
this is a famous story everybody had to know about.
Doesn't say she went to the mikveh, says she went to the bathhouse. What's so terrible?
Everybody had to know about it.
Maisa Rav.
Case history.
Well, you think they won't be speaking over your stories of triplets and Kiryat Shemayna and what are you talking about? You can imagine one generation they're going to say we needed to know from the president.
Which one? For which case, according to Rashi or Tosfos?
She knew that her daughter-in-law knew what a wonderful mother-in-law she is.
She certainly wanted her.
Oh, come on.
Sure.
I mean, why would she want
to be like my mother-in-law? Listen, don't project. Don't project. Omer Nachman. Naktina. Echad Eruvei Tchumim, Echad Eruvei Chatzeres, Echad Shitufei Mevot, Hakol. You're being doing it for anybody else, Halacha L'maaseh, you have to be mezakeh to them. So in other words, we're going to take down both corners. But Omer Nachman, how about an Erev Tafshilin? If you're going to make an Erev for everybody in the city, Tzarech Lezakot, or ain't Tzarech Lezakot? Do you need that somebody should lift it up and so on? Omer Rav Yossi, mighty boy, what is him? What he's asking? Lo Shmilei Hadi Omer Rav Nachman Bar Avada Omer Shmilei Ruvet Tafshilin Tzarech Lezakot. What? I mean, everybody knows that Maimer of Shmuel. You need to have Zikui for Erev Tafshilin. Omer Rav Yossi, what are you asking? Doesn't he know? Obviously, he doesn't know. If he knew, he wouldn't have asked. But what he would make, try and make him look silly? Why would he ask if he knew? Omar Le, what do you mean? I was in fact pointing out that I suspect him of knowing and ignoring. Huh? Because look, when it came to Eruvei Tchumim, Shmuel said you don't have to be mezaken Eruvei Tchumim, and came along from Nachman and said, oh yes, you need to be mezaken. So I'm asking, what, he didn't hear, meaning, what kind of business is this? He probably heard, and he's still asking. It's not good enough for him. What Shmuel Paskins? So don't tell me just because if he would have heard Ivad, I wouldn't have said it. I could prove to you that there were cases that he did know, and he didn't agree. So he said to him, Hachiyash, what kind of comparison is that? In that case, remember, was a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We just had the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So he wanted to be Machmir. Both like Rav and like Shmuel, that when it comes to Eruvei Tchumim, you do need like Rav, and like Erev Chatzeres, you do need like Shmuel. What's so bad? So over there, Kokamashman Kichumin de Marvati. Chumin de my text, Chumin de both Rav and Shmuel. But what? Avalacha? Iita de Shmuelay. If he would have heard Shmuel say that Eruv Tavshile needs to be Mizaka, Mika Manda Polig. Is there anybody that argues that he would say different? Why would he think that it's a Machlokas Pachlom? Ahutur Zina, Tavi Bishwute de Rebizera. The government used to appoint a person in charge of the Shmirah. So he had the keys to the weapons closet.
Okay, so if somebody
with a Rebbe Rebbe... No. Don't confuse the two issues. Here we're talking about if you want to be mezake for the city.
Yeah, I'm saying, obviously.
That what we were talking about was whether Lamaisa, everybody, the minig is for everybody to be mezake. That's the question. I always grew up believing that that was the minig. Now, it could be that I made the mistake of thinking, because the halacha is that the Gadol Ha'ir makes it Erev. I grew up basically with the Gadol Ha'ir, so I thought that everybody does it. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. It's not broad what the minhag is. I mean,
sitting in Yerushalayim, every citizen
goes ahead and is mezakeh.
So the whole city is mezakeh 1,000 times.
That's what I thought. Just in case, you know, maybe you're the last guy who's taking responsibility for anything. I mean, after all, we don't look around the city. You see everyone take responsibility for everything. So anyway, there was this weapons manager who was a guy, and he was stationed in Reb Zera's neighborhood. Reb Zera wanted to make a shidduch, so he wanted to rent the rishus for this guy who's a guy. So I'm like, Oger Lan Reshutcha, could you please let us go through this little ritual? We want to rent your Reshus for Shabbat. Lo Oger, we threw him out of the house. What are you talking about? So Oger Lan came to Abzer. They came to Abzer to find out what they could do. And they asked him, I'm like, Mala Mega Medivitu. He's got a really nice wife. You know, can always sort of saddle up to her and get her to sign the rental. But does that count? I tell you, Rish Lakish quoted a great man, I'm referring to Rabbi Hanina, that Lamaisa, since you can make an Eruv without the das of your husband, so the same thing should be true about Tzchirut without the das of your husband. So let her go ahead and let her rent it out to you. And indeed, there was another Maisa, there was a Turzina in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia. Amri, like they said to him also, Ogelam Rishutcha, please let us rent out your Rishut. Lo Ogel. So he came to Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia. Amri, like, Ma'al Lamega Medivir. Te lo avi biyadi ser. He didn't know. Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia didn't know what the halacha was in terms of a wife. Otto the Kamidir of Matna. He also didn't know. Lo avi biyadi. Otto the Kamidir of Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda said, Okay, Mashmuel. In which case, this should be perfectly okay to accept his wife. Lamaisa Tosis points out that this should be similar to the case of Schir of Alakito. In other words, we had Schir of Alakito of an Akum. Doesn't really own him. He's an itinerant worker. But nonetheless, he can go ahead and he can be master of Rishus. Seems to be the same halacha, basically.
And what if your wife says no? What if the wife doesn't agree with you? Nobody raises that point.
Just get a better looking guy to ask her. Well, what's the problem?
Here the guy said no. It's not the same as Shlomo. He expressed the negative.
That's a very good point. And the Maisa will see from the Hemshech of the Sugya. This is what Chazanish explains the Sugya. The whole Hemshech of the Sugya makes it clear that this, the halacha whether you can use a wife's Eruv is connected to the sugi about whether you can make an heir of Baal Korcho. Can the neighbors force someone to make an heir without that? If the Iker Adin, you could force someone to make an Eruv, the only reason that he can't is because the Eruv that is not shareable is not a kosher Eruv. So therefore, if you force it, it's not a shareable Eruv. So there's nothing to do about it because he really doesn't want to share the Eruv. So the Shaila is whether this case where the woman gives it is the equivalent of a Baal Korcho. Baal Korcho. So in other words, the Rabbanan allowed Shalomi Da'ato in a case where somebody's doing it to be the equivalent of Baal Korcho, where there's no Makpada on the Erev, therefore the Erev is kosher.
Okay.
Same thing would be true about the Schirut. That's how he views the sugya. We'll see later on that the Gemara seems to take for granted that the two sugyas are related, whether the Arv and Bal Kocho, or whether you can use the wife's Eruv. So he views it as one day. So anyway, so he said, go ahead, so go and get his wife to rent you out the Rishos. Meisvet. Noshim she'iruv she'nishtatfu shalom idat ba'alayim ein Eruv an Eruv. Ve'ein shituf from shituf. How could you say that ishto shel adam is ma'arevet shelo midato? Here it says b'feirush that it is not an eruv and it's not a kosher shituf. Lo dekashye. Two lo kashye. There's no question about it. Two different cases. Hadi asar, hadi lo asar. There is two possibilities in this case. Where are you going ahead in your asar? In other words, remember we have normal case is where your house opens up only to one mavui. So there you're asking in the name of mavui. However, there's also the case we had before, a house between two mavuot, between two mavuot, or a house between two chatzerot. So there we had the definition of which door is your normal door, where do you have the das to use, and there where you have the das to use, that's the place where you ask from it. So in a case where not necessarily you're going to ask for it, because you decide you want to use now the other delets for Shabbos, you could be married with the other chutz. So therefore, you're not coming down. I can't say, what do you mean? She made an error with them. I was going to use the other door, Bichlo. Furthermore, I understand, why are you making me give an error? Who said I was going to use Bichlo, this chutz, or this mavui, that you're taking it from me, Baal Kerchot? Again, you see the connection to the Baal Kerchot issue. So therefore, the same way we're machalic between the Baal Kerchot, as we'll see, here too, because Achinami Mistabra. If you're not willing to say that there's a difference between a case where by definition you aser this chotzer, or by definition you aser this mavui, and a case where it's optional, then you're going to run into a contradiction in Shmuel's own tzak. Dimkin kashin in Shmuel and Shmuel, Yomar Shmuel. Echad mi b'nei mavui sheragil leishtatev, im b'nei mavui velo nishtatev. So over here, Baal Kerchot, Tosis points out, Baal Kerchot doesn't mean literally Baal Kerchot, because this wouldn't be a kosher shita. Baal Kerchot means Ayodei Ishto, which is the equivalent of Baal Kerchot. Yes, there is a deep domestic insight in this. But her having done the Mavui, I dare you, try to do something about it. Okay? So, but in other words, the Iker Adin Baal Kerchot is okay, but we need a way to make it happen, so that's how we make it happen.
Shalom Bayis isn't an issue there.
What's that?
Shalom Bayis isn't an issue.
Empowerment is the issue. Empowerment. Empowerment brings Shalom Bayis. Don't you know that? That's this?
Is there anybody here who doesn't have the last word in his house?
Yes, dear.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So, if you're going to tell me that there's no nafkamina, so then you see over here that ragil im she'in ragil lo. Shmuel says b'feirush that the only way that such a thing is shayach is dafka if it's b'nei mavui that he's ragil li'shtatefimo, and if not, not. So then that what you want to end up now with a contradiction in Shmuel's own maimer that ishto shalodem ha'reva shalom idaita, you want to say that that means under any and all circumstances, whether ragil or not ragil, so then you'll end up with a contradiction. So clearly Shmuel meant, he took for granted, that you'll understand that obviously, if it isn't clear that you're going to ask it in the movie, we're not going to say you can make it Baal Kerchot. Who says he needs b'klal and erev over here? Let him use the other door. Mashen came in the case where it's ragil, that's where they said that ishto can do it for him. And again, says the Chazon Ish, you see that the way that we view it is Baal Kerchot. It's based on the vision that Be'ikra Adin, we would have made a takonah to have an Erev Baal Kerchot. There's no way to do it because the Erev has to be shareable. Once it's done with his wife, then it's shareable.
So what does Ragil mean here?
Ragil means the custom. This is the way he always makes it on Shabbos with these people. Let him say, let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. Kofino to lasot lechi v'kora l'mavui. Again, we see the concept of kviya that's involved. You can force a person to make a lechi v'kora. So we can force a person to make a lechi v'kora, then that means we can force him al yedei ishto, even though I understand it's not the same. We're going to need a mechanism. But the ikar halach of kfiyah is true. So apparently we can be kofet. So it's kofet asos lech v'korah. Lumavoy means we should be able to be kofet to create a shittuf mavos. In other words, what we want to say over here is that the din of shcheinut is mechayev, that you should make things work out for all of the dirot ha-mishutafot. We know every country has laws about co-op living. So din of shchein. So me'ikar ha-din eruvin and tchumim certainly involve inyanim evichot shcheinim, because it's a question of how to allow people to function on Shabbat. Except that we have to figure out a way that it should work if we do it bal kurcho and still be considered an eruv. If the guy's saying, well, I'm not part of it, then by definition it's not an eruv. Okay, so we use his wife. Where it's not negeya to use anybody, such as the physical tikkun of the mavud. You see that you can go ahead and just take money out of his bank account. Let him pay his part in the making of the lechi v'korah, and over there, that's the equivalent of having his wife do the Eruv. No? No, it's not the same. Because Shainei Hatam, the Leka Mechitzot, this is, Rashi's gears is the Leka Mechitzot. Therefore, Rashi says, when it comes to Tikkun of Lechi V'Korah, we can use normal Hilchot Shcheinim to force you. In other words, if we understand that it's necessary to put a door, let's say, in front of a Binyan Meshutaf, so we'll force every dayar to pay for the door in a binyan mishutav. A mavui without a lechi or korah, says Rashi, is an improperly formed mavui. It appears to be open to the public without any sign of being private property. Therefore, we use Yilchot Shchenim to make him fix the mavui. But it isn't because of dinim of erevin that we're making him fix the mavui. To be able to derive from here that necessarily dinim of Erevin, to allow your neighbor to carry, is the equivalent of forcing a mavui to have a lechi v'korah, is a leap. And you can't use this as the basis. Tosfos's girsa is, shani hatam de'ika mechitzot. That over here it's different because there are mechitzot. Meaning, says Tosfos, that since the definition of the tikkun of the mavui is in terms of a physical reality. Is there a lechi or a korah or not? He could sit and shout all day long, but I don't want it. That's nice. But it's not there, really. So it makes no difference. It's there. And if it's there, it'll allow people to carry.
Even if he doesn't contribute.
You know, we force it to contribute. Yeah. Mashenkin, when it comes to the din of Erevin, it's not true to say that if it's there, it's enough. It's not enough. You need to have this mechanism that the fact that the woman gave it is the equivalent of his actually sharing. How do you know that that's true? So therefore, you can't jump from something that's dependent on the physical construction to something that's based on the way that the person feels about the nature of the Eruv. A very different gears with a very different way of looking at it. Okay, now there's also a addition here, Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini, that on the side is different. Everybody works at trying to figure out what this really, how would this fit. There are not any really good explanations, and almost everyone suggests that it's a mistake in the gear. So Rashi apparently doesn't have it. The Rishonim don't explain it, therefore apparently they didn't have it. So it seems to be just a confusion. So we'll leave out Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini. Itma, Rebchia Barashi Omer, Osin Lechi Asherah. You can use Asherah wood to be a Lechi. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Osin Korah Asherah. You can make a Korah for your Mavui and Asherah. So you think that's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Mad Yomar Korah Koshken Lechi. If you're able to make a korah with an asherah, so certainly you can make a lechi with an asherah. We'll see what the difference is in a moment. Mandiyam a lechi, mashenkin. The other mandiyam is lechi. A lechi, yes, but not a korah. Why? Because a korah has a shiur. There you have a shiur in the thickness and the width of the Korah. And therefore, because of that, if it's an Asherah, it's Kitute Michtat Shiure. The Shiur has been halakhically ground away. Because since you're chayev to burn it, anything which is chayev to be burned does not have the chashivut of a Shiur. Now the question, of course, that everybody asks is, a lechi may not have a thickness here, but it can't only be one-dimensional. It has to be there. So we know that it has a 10 tvachim height shiur. So why doesn't k'tute michta shiure apply to the height? Doesn't have the height of the shiur, right? Tosis is very bothered. This is maybe the idea over here is, since it only needs a small shiur, it's a mashu in the height, just to give it an extra dimension. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't really require a shvachomaisis. He wasn't a brisker friendly Tosis. He brings Rabbeinu Avram's pshat, that which is already more briskerish, that k'tuse michta shiure doesn't mean that something is not physically present. It means it doesn't have a din of a shiur. It's considered to be shattered into pieces. Fine. So paste the pieces together. In other words, a Korah has to be a solid piece. Its shiur is based on its ability to support. So you can't say, let's make it a virtual shiur. If it's not a single piece, it doesn't have the chashivas of the shiur. They were koveya, the chashivas of a shiur. So in having been koveya, the chashivas of a shiur, you destroyed it by needing to burn it. But there's no chashivas of a shiur in Asarat Vachem. It's just that we should see it there. So we see it there. Of course, Reb Chaim's approach is classic brief, in which Itain is like this. Korah is not Mishur Mechitza. Lechi, the din of Asarat Vachim, comes from the din of the Mechitza. Now, the question is, does a Rishus enclosed by Mechitzos, does it require a mechitza, or does it require enclosure? Says Reb Chaim, there's no din of the chashivas of a shir in the mechitza. There's only a definition of what enclosed means. So it's enclosed, I understand. You're going to tell me, but it's halakhically not out of a shir. You don't need a shir. What do you need a shir for? A shir is where you define the thing. There is no definition of the thing. The lechi doesn't need anything. It's the rishus that needs to be enclosed. There it is. Classic bris. Brilliant. Right?
As opposed to
absolutely a brilliant. A korah has a... this is what a korah is. It works b'shul me'eker, and so on and so forth. And this is how we define it. Something that has the chashivas of a tefach and an ariyach and so on and so forth. Good. So if it doesn't have that chashivas halakhically, it doesn't supply the halakhic requirements. We never made a din in you must have something that encloses. We made a din as you must have something that's enclosed. So where's the shear on the lechi? The lechi has no shear at all. So in the mela, what? So you're going to burn it. So good, when you burn it, we'll worry about it. Right now you didn't burn it. So the property is enclosed. So what's the problem?
Because it still is there.
Yeah, it's not a din in it. It's a din in the rishus. Nitma'et ha'ochel mosif u'mezakeh ve'eino tzerech lo'odia. Now, if you got a little bit, the amount that you had became shrunken or so on, or maybe somebody got at it or whatever. So over there, even if it doesn't have the shear, we'll see what the shear is. You can add, and you can be mezakeh. And in that case, since everybody has already agreed, there's no need to go through the whole hoda'ah, you better know, because we're going to... I already told you. I want an Erev. You want to come and collect another apple? Isn't right. I mean, I don't... we don't need to go through the whole messaging over here. Sorry. Nitosvu aleihem. If you get new people, mosi fu mizakev etzarich lodi. Of course, in that case... if you're going to be adding things, or you're taking things from those, again, it depends. These are two cases, mostly from the Zaka from your own, or you could take from them, it's our Lodia, and that we under, the Mish takes for granted, doesn't talk it out. Kamash du shiuran, and how much do we need in order to be misapek for an Eruv? Is manch ein merubin, when we have a lot of people, we need mazon shteis udot lekulam. We need the amount of two su'udot for all of them together. So that gives a chashivas of an eruv. an Erev of any two, in other words. Bizman shen muatim, if they're not a merubin, whatever that means, the Gemara will ask, if they're muatim, then we need a kigrogeret lekol echad v'echad. Now, obviously, the Mishnah already suggests its own definition, whichever is less. That's the simple way of reading the Mishnah. In other words, if the point that you'll reach, the number of grogrot, is now larger than two sudot, then you can go to two sudot. That's what the meaning of the Mishnah would suggest to the casual reader. L'maitza, the Gemara, in the end, is going to translate that into the number of grogrot that we're talking, number of people that we're talking
that's
about.
That's a lot less, right,
grogrot? Grogrot is nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It covers everything.
Why would that ever get above that?
When there's a lot of people.
For one person, it covers it. So then the shear is only...
For each person. A grogrot for each person.
And a suda for each person?
No. Two sudas for everybody.
But it's a kulam.
Right. That means for everybody. Kulam means for everybody.
So this is less food?
What's that?
That's less.
Two sudot supply everybody is what it means. Stay sudot for all.
We'll cover everybody.
We'll call it.
Stay sudot for one person. Two sudot for one person.
No, for everybody.
No, for all together, you'll cover it by two sudot.
Two airplane trays.
Period.
It's the same thing that when you're making a kiddush, it reaches a point at which is a certain amount of food. And that's it. You know, so there's that much for whoever comes. If it's a few people, then already you're nervous. How much is this guy going to eat? How much is this guy going to eat? Okay. Once already you have enough for everybody, so okay, you came too late. Too bad. Yeah.
We don't know anything about
that. What is that business about? You can come until 12:30 and there'll still be plenty. What was that all about? Huh? Well, you wanted my challenge? Fine. Omer Rav Yossi, b'meh devarim amurim b'tchilat eruv. This business is only where you're making an eruv in the first place. You're collecting the food. That's how much you need. Avo b'shurei eruv. But once you had a kosher eruv, now the eruv has gone down because somebody's been nibbling, then kosher, you don't have to worry about the shurei. Now, with Parsis, he's arguing, obviously, in the Tanakhama, who spoke about needing to do a refill if it gets too low. The low omru, the truth is that there's a machlokas rishonim about how to understand Rav Yossi. What the Rav Yossi means, even on today, it's Erev Shabbos, I collected the Erev, and now somebody's been nibbling. Since I collected already, it's okay. Or whether he means that having collected an Erev that was kosher for one Shabbat, so the next Shabbat I don't need to have the whole thing again. In which case, maybe he's not arguing. Because maybe what the Tanakhama was talking about if the Erev during the day before it's Chal on Shabbat is Nitma'et, this is what you have to do. If the Erev is kosher, it's about Bet Varmon, the Erev is kosher for Shabbat A, then the next Shabbat it remains now a kosher of having once been defined as a kosher Erev. Okay, that's a question of how to read it. L'maisa, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is meichel, like Rav Yossi, in the case where you have the Erev that was kosher. So, v'lo amru, because what? The truth is, we already saw, lo amru la'arev v'chatzirot elekideisha lo l'shakeach atatinokot. Anyway, the whole din of the Erev chatzirot, now again, remember a big machlokas earlier what this means. According to Rashi, this means they never said to make an Erev in Chatzeros where you have anyway a sheet of Bimavot. Only there. Where you have a sheet of Bimavot. They never said to be Ma'arev b'Chatzerot. Only that the kids should know about it. So therefore, since it's not Mi'ikr Hadin, we're going to be so makbid on the amounts, and if it got a little bit less, a big deal. The kids are already good. Kinuk already. You put on your show. Mi'ikr Hadin, you're relying on the Shikuk. But according to Rashi's pshat, that would mean that Rav Yossi only said his din where there was also a shituf mevod. If there wasn't a shituf mevod, he wouldn't have made this statement. Okay. As we saw earlier, there are other approaches to this. It said b'chlali holds that Erev Chatzer is this kadesh
al
shituf.
That part of Tosfos.
I don't recall talking about a Tosfos at all. The earlier Tosfos discussion? No. But Mayaskina, what are we referring to here when we're talking about filling up where it was nitmayet that you don't need to? I mean, what's the mashmot in the Mishnah? If it was mitma'ed, so then you can go ahead. But if it disappeared, then you're going to have to start all over again. At the tchilat eruv, then you're going to have to go ahead and be modia. Explain to me what the case is, okay? Are we talking about you're going to substitute the same thing you had before? The guy gave an apple. So you're going to go now and take another apple, or half an apple. So I understand. So the ma'ed mitma'ed, I feel called an ami. The din over there, as I'm going to show you, is that even if the entire thing was eaten up, if you're just redoing what you did before, you can redo it without going ahead and being modiya him and so on. So that can't be the problem. Ella, what? You're talking about substituting something else. You give an apple before, there were no more apples in the house, now you want to take a challah. So that if you want to take another min, you're going to have to get reshus for him to share that min, even if it was only nitmait. Or fil nitmait na milo. How do I know that? The Tanya, kala ochel. If the food, something happened to the food of the Eruv. So if it's bimin echad, en tzarich lodia. If now you're going to substitute the same thing you had before and take it from him. So you don't have to ask his rishus, and he doesn't have to know about it. Mishnei minim, if now it's going to be a different type of Eruv, there you have to be modia. Now, the assumption was that even though it said kola, which, and you just said, and if it was only nitma'et mishnei minim, you'd also have to ask. Where do you see that? All it says over here is kola. Tosafot says the Gemara made an assumption that mitzad asvara, you're taking something else. What's enough? I mean, if it's kola or mishma'et. What's the difference between a half an apple and a whole apple? That's the difference. So it was just reasonable. I don't know what this thing is. Mamish, it's mad. From the beginning, it hasn't been there.
Because it wasn't something that's a vision.
Yeah, that's true. Here we go. Now it'll work.
Okay.
Just give it time until it switches itself. Okay, so given that that's the assumption, I now have a problem. Obviously, I can address my problem by addressing that assumption. But the simplest explanation, ibait ema, is to say that ena finami. The Mishnah was talking about shnei meaning. Yeah. Maybe that's the point. Or ibait ema really mimi menachad. When it said over here, so my nitma'et doesn't mean it was nitma'et in the Mishnah. It means it was nitmatmeit. It's kaput. Not that it got less, but efinami. I mean, it was just less. If it was less, it's not a problem. V'iboy seva mishnei meaning. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about two separate meaning. And I, it says over here that kola is different. You first thought the kola wasn't different, that even it might not true. If it's kola, so then fine, then I understand that I have to let the guy know. Nitosfu alehen.
One mean disappeared?
No, the original Arab disappeared. So you were asking, you said, what's the point, nitma'et? B'min echad, b'min, you said nitma'et. That then you have to, you can replace without telling him. Why only nitma'et? It says over here, even if it was kala, makes no difference. And if you're talking about shnei minim, then even nitma'et, that was your question. We ask on that, even if it was kala, if it's b'min echad, it says ain't tzarich lodia, right? And mishnei minim, it says over here, assuming that the meaning of the word kala is lav davka, kala ochel b'min echad ain't tzarich lodia, that mishnei minim tzarich lodia means even if it was nitma'et, because maybe he didn't want to give you a challah, maybe he only wanted to give you an apple. Okay, so what's the Mishnah referring to? Either way, it seems to be a problem. Because the Mishnah says that b'min, assuming that the Mishnah is talking about b'min echad, why does it say that only if it was nitma'et, you don't have to tell him? That's clearly mashma, that even if it was kola. So on that we answer, no, it doesn't mean nitma'et. It means nitmatmeit. It means it's completely kaput. If you want to, you could say the other meaning. You could say, shnei minin, afil nitma'et, you have to let him know. Why? Because it says kola. Kola means kola. Kola shine. If it's completely gone, you want to take the entire thing from another min, then you'll have to ask. If you want to just be most of a little bit of the missing grogeret, no. That much you don't have to ask. Maybe that's the meaning. In other words, attacking the assumption that kola was lobbed after. Nitoshu aleihem bosif ubezakeh. More people, more eruv. Omer of Shizbi, Omer of Chista. In other words, I mean, from this Mishnah, it's pretty clear that we have to let people know. So apparently, Zotobert Chalukin alav Kaveirava Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, I guess we don't agree with the Mishnah later on where Rabbi Yehuda says, Bamed Varmen Murimbeirove Techumim. The only time you got to let people know is with a tchum, because obviously they may not want this tchum. Avobe ruvechat seirot, margen de nadat ben shalolodat. You don't have to ask permission. I said, what, am I an idiot? It seems that they're pshitin dechalukin. What are you trying to say, Bechlau? A Mishnah just went through a whole rigmarole about meaning to tell the guy, and you say, gee, it seems they don't know the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to tell the guy. No kidding. I mean, of course, you know, understand what you mean. Ah, no. I didn't talk it out to you. You could have thought that this is a different case. We already saw that there's a nafkamina where you aser and where you don't aser. So it could very well be that I would have thought, if you hadn't pointed out to me, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to ask. You don't have to ask because we're talking about in a case where he's going to aser on them. Whereas our mission is, you have to tell him. You have to know the, maybe that's talking about where he only opens it to one more place over there, okay? Which case did I say? I lost track. What I'm saying, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda? Well, you don't have to tell him? Yeah, so that's good. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to tell him. That's because this is his din in Shkedut. He always asks on them. He always has to make a movie with that. But I wouldn't have thought that the Lamais, we have to read it as a machlokes. Therefore, Kamashmalan, Chatz Shabbat V'yachad Emelo, Kamashmalan, that no, they're arguing basically across the board. Kama Ish Yuro, and now the Mishnah goes that it says the difference between Merubin and Muatim. Kama Hu Merubin. It's strange to give a shir and not to explain what you mean. What does Merubin mean? Amar Rabbi Yehudah Shmuel, Shmona Esrei Bnei Adam. If you have 18 people, that's when you need two seudas. Two seudas is for 18 people. What does that mean? Two seudas for 18 people, but for 19 people, then two seudas isn't enough for 19 people? You're trying to tell me how many people can get along within two seudas? Shmona Esrei, the too low. No, I'm telling you, Merubin means from 18 people up, is Merubin. That's the point. And where do I get that from? What's this Shmona Esrei in Akan? On Revius of Bread Revius, it's very simple. My father Revius explained to me the meaning in the Mishnah is that it's giving you a shear of whichever comes first. That's the point. In other words, so Kol She'ilu Mechal Kol Mazon Shtei Su'udot Bineyem. If Lamaisa, I would split up these two Su'udot, and I would not have enough of the two sudot that each one should have a grogeret, then two sudot is sufficient. And that's called merubin. V'sagi b'mazon shtei sudot. V'ilo. But if I can get to the point where anyway I would have now a grogeret, then the grogeret is enough. I see you'll say, why not just say so instead of being so mysterious about it? Ah. Agav urche kamashmalan. I'm telling you now, meanwhile, halacha. You'd say, oh, how big is shteisu? You already have 20 different shiurim, I understand. You have the chazanish, I'm not. I'm going to tell you how big shteisu is. So by telling you 18 people, you now know how big shteisu is. I'm telling you, once you get to 18 grogrot, that's the shtir of shteisu. What better way of telling you? We'll leave your zak for tomorrow morning. Bezrat Hashem. That's the next mission. Oh, that's right. Amazing. Kate said, "Mishdat v'mabov v'mevim chavishol yain v'shoshan v'shokmonim v'shogrogot v'shoshan minei perot. Im mishelo tzarech lezakot v'im mishelahem tzarech lodia. U'magbiya min hakarka. Whoops, mashu. My mashu. My mishkam atefa. Itma." Shituf emivot, Rav Amar ein tzarech lezakot, v'shmuel Amar tzarech lezakot. They were v'tchumim, Rav Amar tzarech lezakot, v'shmuel Amar ein tzarech lezakot. Bishlei b'leshmuel, in our Mishnah Tanan, and Hakalotza. Ela l'rav, my time. Rav says it's tanoi. The Amr of Yudah Amr Rav Maaseh bekalator shel Rabbi Yoshaya shalchala beit amerchatz v'chashchala v'irvala chamuta uba maaseh v'fei b'tchiyah v'asar amin l'Rabbi Yishmol b'Rabbi Yossi b'avloi kol kach ata machmir b'eruvin kach omar Abba kol sheyeshka l'akel b'eruvin hakel v'iboilu Michel Chabota Irvala Mishum de Lozik. Talo de Michela Irva Mishum Shalomidata. A Mala Mumirabana, the Akashman, the Fashion, either of the Okanan. Michel Chabota Irva, or Mishum de Lozik Tala, so the Maklokis is the Maklokis Tanoim, says Ra. Omer Vizil of Yakob, brother Bat Yakov. Kimatita, Tamaki Vizil Suba, the Tsuru. Boy, my name of Yakob Aridi. Boy, my name Michel Chabota Irva Mishum de Lozik Tala. O de Michela Irva Mishum de Lozomidata. Amalei Michel Chamotayir Vala, Umishum Shalom Ziftala. Omra Dakum and Naktina and Aloha La Maisa, Echad Eruvet Chumim, Echad Eruvet Chatzirot, Echad Shetufei Mivot, Tzorich Lezakot. Boy Reb Nachum, what about Eruvet Avshili? Tzorich Lezakot, or in Tzorich Lezakot, where you want other people to rely, obviously. If you're making it for yourself, then there's nothing to discuss. Omra Yosef, mighty boy, I understand, Lo Shmiel Adam, Reb Nachum, Reb Adam, Shmuel, Eruvet Avshili, Tzorich Lezakot. I'm like, man, what's your problem? Pshitin lo shmiele, shmiele, mighty boyle. I'm like, ha! Otu eruve, tchumi milo, ama shmuel, ein tzorecho zakot. He goes right ahead and says tzorecho zakot. Okay, ashta. Hata bishleima, pligi rav, shmuel, kamash, marka, chumi, demar, vichum, demar. Avaloche, yit, that is shmiele. Why would he argue? Mi kaman de poli. Avutur zina davi bishvulute de Rebbe Zera, I'm like, ogrlo, no chutcha, lo ogrlo. Otu lakam de Rebbe Zera, I'm like, ma'ala megam de vitu. Amloch Yamresh Lakish which made the Gav Rab, Uman Rebekhanina, Ishto Shal Adam, Arabic Shlomidato. Oh, Turzina, David Shuvote, the Revira Baroshaya, Marle, Augalan Shutha, Loagalu. Oh, to the Kamina Revira Baroshaya, Marle, Malamegam de Vitu, Lohavi Biodi. Oh, to the Kamina of Matla, Lohavi Biodi. Oh, to the Kamina Revira, Amaloch Yamashmuel, Ishto Shal Adam, Arabic Shlomidato, Maitre Nashim Shivu, Mishta Shlomidat, Malay, anywhere of any room, Vainchit to Fanchitu. No kasha. How do you say that? Oh, asarach yam yistavra. The im came kasha to shmuel at shmuel. Dham shmuel. Echad in name avui shragil ishtatev in name avui v'lai ishtatev. Name avui neyachasim etoch beto v'nadim shtufa mimena ba'al kocho. Ragil in shein ragilo. Shma min. Let me say ele. Kofino to lasot lechi v'kora lam avui. No. It's a raya. Shani hatam. The leka mechitzot. Or the ika mechitzot according to Tosfos. Itma. Reb Chiya bar Asher amar esin lechi asherah. Reb Shimon Melakish amar esin korah asherah. Man diomer korah koshken lechi. Man diomer lechi korah lo. Ktuti michta chiyurei. Nitma etoch. El mosifu mizakev ein tzorach lodia. Nitos v'alayim mosifu mizakev ein tzorach lodia. And of course each thing in its own. Mosifu mizakev or take from them ein tzorach lodia. Kamo shiyurei mizman shimu. Bi mazon shtei sutotu kulam mizman shimu. Etim tgro gerto kol echad v'echad. Om Reb Yossi b'amet v'arma miurim b'tchilat eruv. Of course, you don't have to add to it. Lo amru la'arev after all b'chatzirot, ela kidei shalot shakeyachat atinokot. M'bay askinan, ilay babi b'necha tzumayri nitmayit, afilu kol anami. Ela b'shnei minim, afilu nitmayit nami lo, without getting mishus. D'tanya, kala ha'ochel m'minecha, ein tzorech l'odia b'shnei minim, tzorech l'odia. Nu, mi b'aysem m'minecha, I b'aysem b'shnei minim, I b'aysem b'minecha, my nitmayit nitmatmayit, mi b'aysem b'shnei minim, kala shayne. Nitos v'aleyem osim mizakev reb shiz b'yom reb chista zot omeret chalukah alav chaverav al Rabbi Yehuda. The Tan Omer Rabbi Yehuda b'med v'arma b'eruv etchumim ava b'eruv echatzirot ma'arvim ben adad ben shalot adad. No kidding. Pshita l'chalukin. No ma'ad etem anemi l'bachot shben shtei mevohot avachot shbavo yechot emolo k'mash molan. Kama ish yuro, kama hum rubin. Omer Rabbi Yehuda b'shmo shmona asre b'nei adam. What do you mean? Shmona asre. Shmona asre v'tulo? No, min. Min shmona asre up is merubin. That's the definition of merubin. That's the definition of merubin.